During the Lake Christine fire in 2018, Aspen was one transmission line away from losing power for up to a week. That's according to the Colorado Green Building Council's November 19th Forum on Energy Resiliency.
Our approach is to talk about how long you want to be resilient for. Is it 4 hours, 4 days, or forever? 4 hours is pretty easy to do with a battery. 4 days, you can pull that off with a battery and a PV system.
That's Chris Bilby, Holy Cross Energy's research and programs engineer. He says the forever piece is more complicated. But his colleague Mary Wiener marks how far the company has moved towards renewable energy over the past 16 years.
And if you want to know how much rooftop solar we've put on since 2014, we have 1,549 systems so far. And that equals 16,597 kilowatts. Well, what does that mean, right? Well, I know all of you have gone to LEDs. So let's say you have a 10-watt LED. That means 1.6 million LED 10-watt bulbs are being lit by all the solar on our rooftop.
Bilby uses pie charts to track the valley's progress. The goal chart for 2024 is colored mostly green, 78% to be exact, representing, of course, renewable energy.
I like to call this graph the green Pac-Man that's gobbling up all the fossil fuels.
The webinar was mostly geared towards the use of solar panels, but creating resilience with solar power is about serving more than just buildings on which solar arrays sit. It's more complex, essentially, because the peak time to collect solar energy is when the sun is most directly above us in the sky. But the peak load for energy consumption is between 4 and 9 o'clock in the evening, when, in the winter, it's already dark. Holy Cross is using systems like net metering and load flexibility to store and redistribute energy back and forth between energy-generating solar arrays and the greater grid those are hooked up to. It's currently running 6 pilot projects for its Power Plus Residential Resiliency Program, which is designed to allow Holy Cross to optimize a home's power supply, and it offers upfront financing for those willing to hand over that control. In the face of climate change, it's easy to feel like small changes won't affect the whole. But Marty Treadway, Program Director for Community Office of Resource Efficiency, reminds listeners that that's not true.
We're really trying to focus on shifting the culture to pay attention to resiliency and pay attention to your actions because they do matter. They do impact the grid. Our mission is to help normalize these ideas that these right actions, if they're translated, they really do sort of equate to resiliency. They're giving you energy independence. They're keeping your bills at a reasonable level, and they're benefiting the utility as well, hopefully.
And in terms of economic resiliency, Holy Cross Energy is assisting low-income members by paying up to 50% of their electric bills. Holy Cross offsets the cost by making energy from its community solar array in gypsum. Applications for this two-year program are due November 30th. For KDNK, I'm Kathleen Shannon.